We've been asking you today what makes you happy. We have had a call now from a lady living in St. Jude's. I don't know your name. On a Tuesday for the last 20... Oh, Valerie. On a Tuesday for the last 20 years, Valerie from St. Jude's has been going to her badminton group. Valerie says they all have aches and pains, but they laugh their way through together. Oh, what fun it is. Good for you, Valerie, and continue to enjoy your badminton. Happiness is what we turn our attention to next. And I tell you what, Bruce Stanley could not have timed it better. Amidst miserable weather, the turmoil of the global markets and the credit squeeze being felt by everyone, he's starting another course in St. Paul's on the subject of how to be happy. Bruce is joining me in the studio, along with Joss Steinman. And Joss is someone who's done one of Bruce's courses. And do you know what? He's got a smile on his face too. So that's good news. Bruce, the very fact that you're back and doing it again shows it must work.
There's some demand, yeah. It's all word of mouth as well, apart from plugs like this. But yeah, it's mostly word of mouth. People who've done the course seem to recommend it to their grumpy friends. I suppose if you could recommend it to your grumpy friends and cheer them up, that's not a bad thing, is it?
Two things surprise me here, that you need a coach to make you happy. And that you can, in fact, make someone happy. Can we deal with both those issues?
Gosh, I wish I could claim that I've actually made people happy. I think what it is that we are as happy in our lives now as the decisions we've made 6 months, 2 years ago, which raises an interesting question that actually we're not that good at making ourselves happy. We know what makes us happy, but sometimes when we're faced with decisions, we kind of make the wrong decision, or we expect something to make us far more happy than it actually would. So what the course is about is raising awareness about the subject of happiness. And I think I like asking this question on the first evening, really. Is there anything more important than happiness? And people immediately think, gosh, you know, I can think of lots of things that are more important than happiness. But happiness is somewhere at the top in more or less every single decision we make, whether it's something, you know, what to pick off a menu at lunchtime, all the way through to what job to take. I mean, happiness is that important. So if you can come on a course that raises your understanding of your own recipe, that's the intention.
Life has its ups and downs. That's what life is all about. Do you then make yourself happy by really sort of turning it around and asking yourself, what is it making you sad? And if you can deal with that, that makes you happy.
I guess there's two approaches. I think what we're used to doing is eliminating the causes of unhappiness. This is quite a traditional psychological idea. Let's imagine that on a happiness scale, you're at -8, and we're used to maybe raising that to maybe -3 is the best that we can get, or 0 is where we're aiming for. Positive psychology is about building that from a 0 point upwards. So you're working on two things at the same time, eliminating the causes of unhappiness. But actually, what we do rarely, and what the course is all about, is enhancing the things that make you more happy.
Okay, Joss, let's talk to a man who's been through this. Some might say that you could queue at your baker's and have a nice sort of loaf of freshly baked bread and just smell it to make you happy, or sort of go for a walk in the countryside after a shower of rain and see a rainbow and be happy. Why do you need to go to a course to learn how to be happy?
I think there are some times in life when things have caught up. For me, it was a traumatic bereavement, various other things, and life loses its sparkle. You can't quite find the sort of the little happiness points that you found before. And I think it's quite useful to go and actually realise that that's a pretty normal thing to do, or to have happen. And what I found with the course was a very positive approach to understanding yourself and what makes you happy, and how to tap into that. And it was this, you mentioned trying to deal with the bits that make you unhappy. Most of those we can't do anything about. So a lot of it was about learning to accept the bits that you can't change and influence the bits you can. And choosing to go to the bakery or going for that walk might be the positive bit, but accepting the bad bit in the day and not stressing about it is a big component of that. A lot of it's common sense, but sometimes you just need a little bit of a reminder of that.
Absolutely, yes, it might be common sense, but sometimes you need someone else just to point you in the right direction. Were you surprised, Joss, when you went to the course to see that there were so many other people like you coming along to learn how to be happy and how to appreciate happiness.
It's not learning how to be happy as such. I think I went because a friend had been on the course, highly recommended it. And I went to just explore, really. And I think most of the people on the course did that. Some people were coming from very, very low or difficult places. Others were coming just out of interest. And I think it's actually that broad. Everyone got a lot out of it. It's a bit of an exploration of what the components of, and I don't think of it as happiness. I think of it as contentment, because I think overall that's more sustainable, and you can throw bits of happiness and joy into that. But for me, it's finding a level of contentment.
We live in a world, don't we, Bruce, I suppose, when, let's say, the world of advertising does its very best to make us unhappy by suggesting that you could be more beautiful, or you could wear better clothes, or you could be driving a better car. Is one having to deal in a world, or rather with a world, that's loaded against us in a way?
I think you could get an awful lot happier by turning the news off at the
moment.
Oh,
don't say that!
No, not the news! Do you know what I mean? There's this voice at the moment, you know, where it feels like if we believed the tone, not necessarily the message, but the tone of some of the stories around at the moment, you could feel your happiness being taken away from you. So it's an interesting thing. I mean, they say that with the Saturday newspapers, that the newspapers are telling you all that's wrong with the world, and then you get to the glossy magazine, which is selling you all the solutions. It's almost like there's this kind of cycle going on. I'm not that cynical, but I think what the course I'm encouraging people to do is to take responsibility and control for their own happiness. You know, your recipe for how happy you are right now is very much under your control. It isn't actually a result of where you live or who you're with or the job that you're doing. These things that we think have a much larger impact on our happiness than we do. Actually, the biggest difference that you can make to your unhappiness or your happiness level is to take control of how you interpret the world yourself. So for some people, the fact that they're finding it difficult to move house or whatever, I think that they should argue with the idea that that should necessarily make them unhappy. If the media is telling you you should be really unhappy because there's threats to banking systems and all the rest, well, you decide yourself whether that's going to make you unhappy or not.
Bruce, thank you very much indeed for coming in. Bruce and Joss, I'm looking for your name desperately, Joss. I want name badges put on people. It makes it easier when I've got more than one person. But look, it's great to talk to you both. Is the course fully subscribed? Will you be doing more?
There's space tonight. It's on at the Pierian Centre, and the website is happinessforlife.co.uk, and it happens 3 times a year. So if you can't get on the one starting tonight, then there's one starting in January.
Bruce and Joss, thank you both very much indeed for joining us here this morning.